Good morning. How's everybody? I am Dan. I'm an elder here. I am a Christian. I have a very skeptical nature all my life, and we'll kind of go into that. I'd like to start with Psalms 46. It's 46:10, but I'm going to read the whole thing. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear. Even though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though its waters roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with its swelling, Selah. There is a river whose streams shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacle of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her just at the break of dawn. The nations raged and the kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice, the earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Come behold the works of the Lord. Sorry, I lost my place. Come behold the works of the Lord, who has made desolations in the earth. He makes wars cease to the end of the earth. He breaks the bow. He cuts the spear in two. He burns the chariot in the fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. So, what I wanted to do is kind of share my path to salvation, my path to God, kind of how I came about it. I was, let me give you some background. This is going to be a quick background. At 2 years old, well, we'll go before that, before I was born, my father and my mother met. They went to school in Seattle, and that's where I was conceived and born, was in Seattle. At 2 years old, my father left us. I later learned, as an adult, he said he wasn't ready to be a father and a husband and all that stuff. And he left. So at 2 years old, my mother and I went back to her, where she was born, New Jersey. She remarried. I was 3 years old. She remarried my stepdad, who was very much a father to me, quite a bit. And then when I was five, I'm not good with dates and numbers, so sometimes even when it's my own thing. But I think I was five when my mom was diagnosed with cancer, and she had a double mastectomy. She fought it for a while, but she passed away very quickly. And so at that point, I moved back. My dad came and got me, and we moved to Oklahoma. He was remarried already, so there was I already had a stepdad, now I have a stepmom. And that was, we lived that way for a little while until I was about 12, and then they got divorced. I never really saw much of her again after that. On that divorce, that I found out the night my dad was throwing all his clothes and everything into the back of the car, and we went out to Walters, Oklahoma, which was out in the country, and said, this is where we're staying right now. And he stayed for a little while. I don't remember how long, but then he went back. They got divorced. He went back to the house. He had me stay with my great-grandmother. So I want to tell you who my great-grandmother was. She was a full Native American, Kiowa. She lived out on the farm with my great-grandfather, who was full Comanche. That was an intertribal marriage, which is which was kind of weird in that culture and everything. But they got married. They were farmers, and they were Christian. I don't know when my great-grandmother got saved, but she was very much a Christian. She was an example of just this unwavering faith. It just didn't, nothing shook her faith, including an angry 12, 13-year-old who's lost parents and divorce and all that stuff. I was a challenge for her, I'm sure. We lived out in the country. There was nothing out there, you know, but cows and mesquite trees. One thing I know about her is that she prayed for me every single day. And I actually attribute that. I attribute the fact that even though everyone around me in high school was smoking weed and getting drunk and everything, I just didn't. And I think her praying for me kind of had something to do with that. Maybe. Yeah, I don't know. Okay, so at some point, my dad came and got me. We went, was going through middle school, living with him. During that time, I want to say it was just before. So at some point in there, I ran away, decided I just couldn't take any more. I was too frustrated. I made it a day in many miles away from home, just walking. My plan was to make my way to the East Coast, to New Jersey, because I know there's all these little circuses and stuff that were going around, and we could just join the circus. And a buddy of mine was coming with me. We were both going to run away. So we were from Oklahoma going to walk to New Jersey and join a circus. Okay, that makes a lot of sense, right? That didn't work out. He tapped out. I didn't want to go by myself. We ended up finding this trailer out in the country where we made it out to, and called our parents and got in all kinds of trouble and all that stuff. He remarries a crazy woman. She was an alcoholic. And that, in that, he was married to her for 3 months before he divorced. And in that time, I'm sure those of you who are married know that, man, you're on your, that's the honeymoon phase, right? That first, yeah, that was, in that time, she tried to kill him at one point with a butcher knife. She physically abused me, her son, who that came into the marriage. It was crazy. It was just, she was nuts. And so he rightfully divorced her. So at that divorce, again, I got shipped out to my great-grandmother's back on the farm, and went to, did some more middle school out there. All right, so all of that up to that point had built in me a skepticism, a distrust of things. It also kind of pushed me to be rebellious. And to this day, I am still rebellious. I'm skeptical. I don't take things just because I said so is the worst thing I can hear. It just grates on me. And so I had a lot from in that time. Through all of that, I was going to church, especially with my great-grandmother. Every time the church was open, even if she couldn't always make it out there because of her age and driving at night and stuff. So like on the Wednesday night prayer service, she couldn't always make it out there. The church came to her house, and we had church there. And so I am, at this point, I am not saved. I've heard all the stories. I've heard what Jesus did for us. We're singing hymns. Her favorite, that last one that y'all did, that was her favorite song. Heard it a million times. Was never, and this is all kind of a Baptist upbringing. Still to this day, I don't know what's so evil about verse 3. Why is it always skipped? They always skip verse 3. But she, and then also being Kiowa, she sang Kiowa hymns, Christian hymns in Kiowa. While I couldn't bust one out for you right now, it's likely if somebody started singing one and knew it, I could sing along, probably, in Kiowa. I won't know what I'm saying until it comes to Jesus, because there's not a Kiowa word for Jesus. But so I had all the stuff, you know. I had all the stories, the words, the what you're supposed to do, and all of that. And being out on the farm, every time I'd go out on the farm, It was that verse. It was, be still and know. No, I wasn't ready. I wasn't ready for the whole thing. So what